5:30. We'll call the work session order. Since we're talking on water chestnuts, I sent a letter to, it should have been in your packet, to Brian May and Ryan McMahon regarding the water chestnuts, and had conversations with Lamonde's office and Mannion. I spoke with Senator Mannion as well regarding, the issue. So I'm asking him for some help with that water chestnut issue because, right, they're choking off the river. So hopefully we'll get something done with that. Do you have that letter in there? Did she put it in?
No, I don't know.
If you want to see it, I got it.
I'll read it real quick, if you don't mind.
I want to wait. Well, Al's here, so let's talk about Mills Road.
Actually, we got. I told the gentleman that coming tonight for Mills Road to present a petition not to be here till 6.
Till 6?
Yeah, I didn't notice that we.
Okay, we can. All right, we can. You know what we'll do? We'll move on to Fireside.
Fireside Inn, the village has signed off on our proposal to relocate the water main. The plans have been sent to the county health department. The girl is reviewing on vacation this week, so she'll be back beginning of next week. She's pretty quick about turning around with the reviews on those. Right now, we are, I would almost say that we should wait until the county health department approves the plan before we allocate ARPA money in case she wants to make changes that increase the cost.
Okay.
It is right now forecast to be approximately $45,000 with construction inspection services if there are no changes, is what the estimated cost is.
Okay, $45,000 so far?
Yep.
Didn't we have a deal with the village about the Fireside?
Well, we have a contract with them that said we would take care of that. Now, when was that signed? Do you remember?
2015.
Okay.
When we spoke last time, the village was trying to change the plan at the 11th hour and wanted to relocate the water main in front of the Red Apple and tie in at a target.
Correct.
There's a whole lot of problems with that
plan
from a construction standpoint and from a cost standpoint.
We're looking at 45, it went up to 57, then I think when we were talking 72, and I said, hold it, time out. We got a plan that's going to be around the mid-40s. Let's stick with that plan, and what I agreed to with them was that, look, if you want to do some of this other stuff, I don't mind working with you to try and find some grant funding to do a phase two on that. And at that point, they signed off on what Al's original plan was.
Okay, so we're going back to your original plan. We're ditching the $57,000 offer.
45.
Now 45.
Yeah.
Last time we met.
Yeah, it was 57.
What we were saying was not to exceed 50
yes,
or something.
Right, okay. But all of a sudden that's up to 71 scratched. Or 72, and I said, you got to.
Yeah.
All right, so that plan's scratched, and we're back.
Yeah, that's scratched.
Okay.
But I did say that, if there's other things that would provide service to the residents up there, that needed to be done, that I would work with them to look to find some grant funding at a later time, and they said okay. But so I'm suggesting that we talked about that early on. I think that money for the Fireside, that $45K, I think that's a good use. That's what the money's that's a specific use in the funding that they like to see done. So I think that's a good use of that money. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all in agreement with that? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have no current surplus funds in their district, right?
No, we have some debt still from the water meter replacement project, but there's no current fund balance.
Okay.
When do you anticipate this work getting done, if everything?
Provided Sean turns the review around quickly, we'll go ahead and order the materials. Tiroli said that they can, because it's only a 3 or 4 day project for them, they can squeeze this in within the next month, assuming all the materials are readily available, which right now it looks like we won't have any problem getting anything.
So we have to put it on the next
hopefully by the middle of October. Would be the goal, that we could at least be under construction, if not complete.
Great. So should have been on here, but it's on West Phoenix. Okay, one of the motions.
Have you guys gotten, so the last I heard from Jim Lynch, who's the village manager, I had sent mm-hmm. him the draft agreement.
Yep.
And what the amounts were, but I didn't get any response back that the village board had discussed it and was it acceptable, found it acceptable, or where they are.
Oh, I thought we had.
No,
I thought we got.
Yeah, no, we had.
That's where we came up with that 50 grand.
Yeah.
51
grand. That's still a good number, but we haven't gotten anything back from the village that they agree with what we sent them, and that they want to move forward with the revised.
Okay, I thought we were good.
No, we haven't gotten anything official. I mean, Jim, the village manager, is like, yeah, this makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I'll bring it to the village board, but I haven't seen anything.
All right, you know what?
Official come back from the village board.
That's
unless Tony's heard from the attorney.
We'll wait and we'll see what Tony has to say today.
Because I haven't seen anything. I know the two attorneys are going to work on it together, but
the number was what, 51?
51. Yep.
So. What I'm suggesting is that was an issue that was really caused by the town, where we, when it was initially set up, there were mistakes made. So now, subsequently, the people in that district will be on the hook for, I think it was $44,000. Now, I spoke with Greg Evans. You know, he mentioned that because it was for service and not for debt, that we could use ARPA funding for that. So what I'm suggesting is that we use ARPA funding to transfer the whole operation over to the village of West Phoenix, and then be done with it. And that'll take care of any. Back pay or anything else like that.
That's great.
And we'd be square, and then they would just be starting from scratch with that.
We don't have a cost on that yet.
About 51,000.
$51,000.
That's what's going to be in the motion. 51,000.
Well, we're not going to.
Well, we'll hope
on this because we haven't gotten.
I thought we were. Yeah.
When
we spoke at
officially, the village manager has said that.
Yeah.
He's. In agreement, but we haven't gotten anything back from the village board that they're in favor of.
See, I thought they,
only the village manager has said he.
All right.
He's in agreement, and it was going to take to the board, but I don't know where it stands.
Yeah, I thought we were good
there.
I mean, do we have the sheets that you sent them?
I copied Bob in on them when I sent them.
I can
forward them up to the entire board if you want.
I don't know. You know, so what did this stem from? The way we created the district, or not assessing the right amount of
rate? So when the initial district was originally created, parcels from the Aqua billing. So this is really weird how we set this up anyway. So instead of individual users paying,
just to get that clear, it was none of us around here.
This
so it's on the record. It wasn't us. That was 30 years ago.
32 years ago or something. This was.
Yeah.
So, when we were extracting the data from the Aqua billing, we weren't including all of the parcels in the district. and it appears that it's been that way since the district was formed. So some of those parcels that were included in the district were never getting calculated in the amount that we, for their water usage, in the amount that we owed the village.
Okay, so the village was paying the full bill. And
we were short in the village for 32 years, okay. Basically is what it amounts to. And it was 11 parcels in total, 10 parcels in total that we were shorting them.
Right, I remember you sent the list of the highlighted parcels that were missed in billing.
There was 10 parcels. There's 11, but one doesn't have service because it's an unmanned, where the power cogen plant is, the hydro plant, and they don't have sewer on it. So they have zero usage, so that one doesn't apply. So that's why what we owe for is 10 parcels. So that's kind of the long and short of it is, for 32 years, these 10 parcels were never, their water billing data was never getting extracted from the aqua bills. Therefore, we weren't paying the village. The village caught it because somebody said, went to the village clerk and said, it was asking, I don't know, the new homeowner or what, but they said, hey, how do we pay our sewer bill or what's our sewer bill? And they gave them an address, and the village clerk cross-referenced back to the aqua bill and said, geez, we're not paying for, the town isn't paying for your sewer usage to us. And that, you know.
Open a can of worms.
Who's the homeowner?
I don't recall. We can only go back 7 years because that's how long we keep our records, what our records retention policy is. So we're gonna. This is what we owe them for the past 7 years.
Thank God.
What we have proposed is that the village, because now we were doing this district on a unit cost. So the little old lady that lives by herself in a house was paying the same amount for sewer charges as the house with six kids and two adults living in it. Because we weren't basing the sewer charge based off of water usage.
It was just a unit fee, right?
Basing it off a unit fee for the district as a whole. So going forward, what we propose to the village is that they would take over billing and pump station maintenance and bill directly to the homeowners. Essentially like we do with our water district with the village of Baldwinsville, only this is on the sewer side. The village manager, DPW foreman, have both indicated they're not opposed to it. The DPW foreman just said, hey, these don't match the pumps that we have in our other pump stations. We want to have a spare pump sitting on the shelf so that if a pump goes down, we can swap it out and we're not running off of one pump. It's not an easy spot to bypass pump when you got to go over the river. It's not like you can go two manholes up the street and pump around. There's no way around it because of the river. So it's kind of important to have that extra pump on the shelf when they need it. So the $51,000 includes the $44,000 we owe them, plus a spare pump so that they'll maintain the pump station going forward. Any other future maintenance costs are the responsibility of the village. If there's capital improvement costs, the village wants that to be the responsibility of the district. It's all plastic pipe. It's in good shape. We don't have an INI problem. The manholes are all concrete with rubber gasketed boots. There should be no need for any capital improvements for quite some time. That's fair. We can't ask for them to do capital improvements on.
Is that something we should set up a capital reserve account for?
I wouldn't. I think that's one of those ones that if anything happens, it's going to be a bond situation. They've got a spare pump. I mean, I guess you could have a lightning strike or something, fry the control panel. That could be a, capital expense. But
she didn't send you that.
Hey, Tony.
We started at 5:30. Apparently, they didn't send it to you.
Where is this district? Is it on both sides of the river or just the west side?
Just the west scenic side. So that little neighborhood up there, River Street, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd Street, Old Lampson Road, that piece up there. It's not exactly a high-income neighborhood, so using ARPA funds certainly. makes sense. We do need to have a meeting, a letter, and probably a meeting with these folks to let them know how their billing is going to be going forward, so that there's not a shock when they start seeing a bill from the village for their sewer service, rather than a bill on their January taxes.
How many houses are we talking about? There was only
44.
44, yeah. So yeah. It's funny because the Indian Springs is about the same thing too. Something like that. 30 something in Indian Springs? Water district.
Moving the water.
Oh, no, that's 27.
Yeah.
27.
Yeah, both of these have low.
Yeah, relatively low number of.
Low numbers of people and.
Yeah.
You know, 30 something years ago.
Yeah.
So we're just fixing problems that need to be fixed. And
that's great that we can use our funds for it. It really is, because that was a big ask for those homeowners to bond for that.
Is there a debt service in that district?
No, there's not. It was paid off.
If there was, we wouldn't be able to use our funds.
2 years ago, I think it was paid off, something like that.
We wouldn't be, you can't pay off debt. What we're paying this for is the transfer of services.
Right.
So in order, so we can use it for that.
Yeah. And would that need a public hearing? Because we're changing the way it's going to be billed instead of.
Well, the district costs associated with the town would still be a unit cost, as far as if there was debt service or.
I was just asking, because usually when you set the district up, you decide if it's ad valorem.
Yeah, but why would you ever do sewer usage as a unit?
Right.
A unit cost. My guess is that was never intended to be that way, and that's just the way it got set up. I mean, we can pull the map plan and report and see how it's set up, but.
Oh, no, I just didn't know, because you usually specified it when you set the district.
Ad valorem,
I didn't know if you have to have a hearing to change it.
I don't believe you would have to have a hearing, no.
Okay.
Because it can still be a unit cost district. You're just paying for the
usage
based on the actual water usage.
Right.
And you're not changing the district. You're just changing the way that the billing
pay there. Yeah, the way they
that's
pay
all.
There.
That's all we're doing.
The other thing Lee says that if a homeowner doesn't pay the bill, the village can bring it to the town, and the town can levy it on the tax bill for the property.
Did you hear anything from West Phoenix, or from Phoenix, regarding the water district?
No. I don't know if you know, Jeff Cheyenne, who's the attorney, is running for county court judge.
Yeah,
so he's been.
Oh, he's their attorney?
Yeah.
So I'm going to call him up.
I've called him.
Say, hey, Jeff, what's the deal?
I tried to call him.
We need an answer, buddy.
I left the messages for him, but I haven't heard anything back, and I know, obviously, he's campaigning, but.
Yeah.
I'll try him again tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, so we can get it at least moving.
Yeah.
Well, since, you know, we don't know that they're on board, so I'm going to just table that for tonight. But
yeah.
I mean, where do we stand on it? I mean, does that sound like a reasonable thing to do with that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay. I can't imagine that they wouldn't go along with it.
Yeah, when Al and I spoke, I thought we were all set with it. So
yeah, no, only Jim, the village manager, said that he's
yeah.
In agreement.
I misunderstood you. When you said the village manager was on board, I thought it meant we were on board. You know,
I think the village should pass it. I don't know, Tony. I would assume that the village board would pass a resolution.
Yeah.
You know, accepting the agreement.
Right.
They haven't done that.
Did you already hand them an agreement?
Oh, yeah.
You and
I? Yeah,
okay.
Tony and I worked it out and handed it off to them. We based it off of the water district lease that we have with the village of Baldwinsville and added anything that the village of Phoenix wanted into it.
All right.
I'll call him again tomorrow for sure.
I'll reach out to Jim Lynch too and see if he's gotten in front of the village board yet.
Okay, so we got 96 right there. That's appropriated. While we're talking about ARPA funding, we might as well talk about the fireside. So there's other things that I want you to consider. The Beeville Ambulance Corps, GBAC, was looking for $50,000. Chamber of Commerce, you know, they would like some money, and you know, I'm suggesting $25,000 to them. Plainville Fire, if you recall, they were looking for $25,000 for a signage at their, I don't know what station it is, but it's the station on 370, just past Route 690. They were looking for that.
25.
The ice rink was looking for, I think they asked for 50.
They're a for-profit.
Yeah, but if they...
ARPA money for a for-profit.
Because it allows that for businesses in an area that were
affected by COVID
and stuff. So the ARPA funding allows for that, to do that. And that was something that actually came from the county executive. He said, "Oh, you can spend it on the ice rink out there." Oh, okay. And they did send me something. They did send me a letter. I have that. Let's see, fireside. I think that's it.
Besides the Plainville Fire Department telling you specifically what they want, do the other ones tell you what the GBAC, the chamber, wants? $25,000.
Yeah, GBAC. They sent me a letter. They need to replace an ambulance. Their ambulance is. They run about $200,000, and with COVID, their fundraising and the fees that they were able to charge actually were down. You know, they responded to a lot more calls because people have COVID. Then they weren't transporting them. When they don't transport them, they don't get the funding.
Yeah.
So they were down. Chamber of Commerce. That was. Something that I was suggesting, because with the money, the chamber works with all the businesses, and they actually promote the businesses, just like when they're doing Taste of Ballinsville this week. So all the businesses as a group really took a hit, and the chamber promotes tourism and things in the village. So I thought that that would be a good utilization of the money. But
why wouldn't the village give them the money instead of the town? That's where I.
Well, the chamber is outside the town.
No, I know.
I mean, it's all in.
But you paid to join the chamber for them to promote your business as well too.
Yeah, but
so they're providing you a fee as well too, just by doing that.
But they lost a lot of funding because of COVID. A lot of the stuff that they normally do, the fundraising, didn't occur because of COVID over the year and a half. So. They promote tourism to the village, to the businesses. You know, it doesn't have to be 25; could be something else. But they lost money as well. What was the other thing?
Ice rink.
Yeah, they sent a letter saying how, you know, they could use it to promote tourism and things like that.
I mean, I don't know if we're debating that right now. I'm really leery about giving any money to the ice rink. It's a specific for-profit entity.
Yeah, I'm just throwing, you know, these things are out there, and I think we should start talking about it, because we have to have the money allocated by next. Oh, and the other thing, the park fence, right? Why don't you explain to them with the fence?
So we have the fence around the new field, which would be similar to what's already at Spence Field. So it would be fencing between the playing field and the new parking area, and between the playing field and the driveway coming into the park. So it keeps any soccer balls or lacrosse balls or whatever is going on in the field out of the parking lot, out of the driveway. maintenance compound. And then last portion of it is to extend the fencing along Spence Field, along Henkel, extend that by 90 feet. So the way that BISA currently uses Spence Field, that fencing ends up being, in its current permanent state, ends up being approximately 90 feet short, so that when balls are kicked that way, balls have a tendency to go in the ditch and up towards Henkel. So what BISA has done has placed 90 feet of temporary fencing beyond the current fencing. So I met with Errol Fence yesterday, or the day before, about a quote on doing all that fencing. Obviously, if they do it all at one time as one job, it's more cost effective than doing them as separate jobs. So I'm just waiting on a quote from them. You know, based on previous conversation with them and pricing, I have a quote just to do the extension, and that figures out to like $45 a linear foot. Obviously, overall, and he expects pricing of fencing to come down some. So, but based on that, at $45 a linear foot, we're looking at for all of that fencing, was rounded up to say $56,000 for fencing.
How about catch nets?
What do you mean by
the black netting?
Similar to
who put the 4x4s up on the
bison? Bison. Did you're talking that?
Yeah. At the end of the goal.
20-foot high at the end, right, behind the goal. Bison did that.
Okay.
And I would leave it to a BISA or BYL or whatever if they needed something, depending on how we position the field. See if they are willing to do that.
But if we were just, when we talked before, when we were just talking to complete fence.
Just fencing.
The fencing around the two fields that where you got going now. That
so
was 38,
just
right?
That, yeah. Right. Just that portion. You round it up to say 36,000. Just that L-shaped portion.
Is there anything else in the park that you need to do? Like
parking lot, bathrooms?
Well, the parking lot, we are applying for a grant for that.
And then what about that thing that Jeff and I, were you with us? That thing just to the west of the tennis courts what's going on with that?
It's a cornhole now.
It's what?
Cornhole now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So it's working?
It will. I mean, there's nothing to do there.
Is it to it?
No, but people are there using it.
I haven't seen anybody using it.
Yeah. I mean, is it? Go ahead, sorry.
We're hoping to make it a usable space. I mean, it's all basically laid out for cornhole. We've got two sets of boards there right now.
Okay, so you're happy with that, the way that looks?
Yeah, I'm happy with it the way it is. It provides a hard surface for the cornhole courts to be laid out on. It's all laid out, measured to what the specifications are. So, I mean, it's not a bad surface. Not the prettiest, but it's not a bad surface.
Looks a lot nicer now than it did before.
Well, yeah, I mean, with that,
that octagon thing.
What was it? We moved over into
the grass right
behind, like, the snack shack.
Right.
We're going to eventually put it into the ground, and then, you could take the grass surface off and put playground fiber down. It's Gaga. It's called Gaga Ball.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is.
It's huge.
It is?
Yeah.
Never even heard of it.
It's Gaga Ball?
It's for kids, like 12 and under, I would say. Maybe 15 and under.
Yeah, I mean, 15 and under, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one part of the park, well, you said you brought up the driveway parking lot. Are you also talking about the paved path that goes up to the playground? Because that's pretty beat and rippled.
That needs it, but, you know, we need more parking. We need bathrooms. That all has to be done before.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, you know, that's a trip hazard safety issue. Of people walking up and down that path.
So what? I mean, okay. So we need bathrooms. We need parking lots. Is ARPA funding available to be used for that? Should we be talking about this stuff?
It's governmental.
I mean, I would hate to give away. I mean, not that these other groups aren't deserving of some consideration. I'm sure they are, but we ought to take care of what we've got here.
Take care of ourselves first.
You know, and you know, of all the other things that I just heard, I mean. GBAC, you know, I think they, that's one group that I think deserves some help. I mean, they're, but that's just my opinion. But the other ones, I'm not so sure. Before, I would rather take care of what we have.
Well, that's why I'm throwing it. But the other thing, you're here for Mills Road, correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. We were waiting for you to show up. One of the other things is we're getting $50,000 from the county. We put in $150,000, or we put in for $150,000 grant from the county to help support that Mills Road project. Mm-hmm. We got 50, so we had talked before that we would consider putting in 125. So I think we should be looking at 75 from the ARPA to go along with the other 50.
That'd be great.
And then we're back at that 125. And then gives us $50,000 from ARPA money. The fence, I think, around the park, I think we should consider that anyway. I think to make sure that, you know, we finish a project. We started that project, and that wasn't included in the original.
No, we had fence in that original last one.
Are we going to have enough money to do it?
I don't know where we're at.
Ditch.
Yeah, we got to look at what the expenses were on that because I haven't kept all that close tab on it. But I thought we were in good shape the last I talked to you.
So the fence was included?
Yeah,
I didn't think the fence was.
35 in the list, I believe. I'll look.
What's in there?
I'll look.
Well, in any event, you know, whatever money's left over, I think that we should. You know, we got that project completed, you know, so we don't have a half-completed project over there. We already committed a substantial amount of money, you know, $10,000 or $20,000, more or $30,000. I mean, and then we got a completed project. And then because, like Kevin said, we got other projects over there. Bathroom's going to, that's money we're going to have to, the original amount of $100,000 that we're trying to get reallocated to have bathrooms, that's not going to come close to doing what's needed to be done over there. So we're going to have to look for additional funding for that moving forward.
But what do we have left in ARPA funding currently?
Well, we haven't. How much?
1,572,000.
What? Oh, because, yeah, the other, that's right. Yeah.
Of the second payment.
Yeah, because the only thing we really spent it on was. Was the field, yeah.
And giving the village some too, right?
Well, that came out before.
That's
how
that, yeah.
You know, we got.
I think we ended up, what, 1.8 or so?
1.92, I think, something like that.
And we have not a lot of interest.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what is our plan here? Should we be talking in earnest, or do we just.
Well, I wanted to, I mean, we can talk about it. Sure. I mean, we already allocated 45,000 for Fireside, right?
Yep.
51 for West Phoenix, right? That's 96. So other than that, we haven't. We just got to make sure that we have until the end of 24 to spend the money. But sometime, you know, if we or to encumber the money, but the projects have to be completed by the end of 26.
Okay, so we got plenty of time.
So we got time, but you know, I think, you know, with these two projects, these and the park, I think that those are three projects. If we added that in, and what'd you say the number was, Kevin? Just to do the field. Let's talk about that first.
For the fencing?
Yeah.
Just around the field?
Yeah, yeah.
36.
And that's a good number, you think? Okay, we'll
probably
say...
Probably a little on the high side.
But Al was saying...
Because I had figured, based on a quote that they gave me,
okay,
45 a little bit foot.
We should have some...
Even that's probably a little bit high, right. And then they said it would...
So you figured 36.
Down, so, but 36 for just the around the athletic field.
Wasn't there amount that if we spend like 800?
750. Yeah. If we spend 750 of any federal funds, and I think that, what?
They rescinded it. So
they rescinded that? Really? Okay. I didn't know they rescinded it. When did they do that?
July.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I didn't know that. All right, good.
It doesn't trigger the single audit.
So we don't have to worry about, we can spend, they jacked it up to 10 million, right? Is that when they jacked it up?
I don't know. If they,
oh, okay.
I'm not really sure, but they, for our purposes,
yeah. It's not a problem. Yeah, I think they did do some, maybe that was in the 10 million. Because before there was, you know, an audit, and then they, now if you get up to 10 million, you got to worry about it. We're not going to be there.
It's a good problem set up, though, right?
That's good. Yeah,
that yeah, was, right. Yeah. And we talked about two water projects. Is Mills Road one of the two that we talked about before?
No.
Early on?
Yes, yes. Mills Road was, yes.
One, and then north.
Fireside
north
was the other
Pencil
one.
Road. No, we talked about extending water north of Pencil Boulevard one time.
That was when we were looking at the... the warehouse going in, because that has to come all the way from they have to bring water all the way from Giddings Crest. So the only way we'd be able to do that, they were going to bring that all the way down onto 48.
Right.
We wouldn't be able to do that.
Right.
Until that goes in. We wouldn't be able to, it'd be cost prohibitive.
Right.
Yeah.
And the warehouses.
Haven't heard a word. Haven't heard a peep.
Okay.
So right now what do you think about the park fence to complete that field?
Well, but Al, did you say there's money in the pro? I'm getting.
I gotta see it. I haven't looked at.
So I would say yes. Let's do the fence, but contingent.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, there's already money allocated. I'm just saying to allocate additional funding.
Right. I've got two different numbers though. I had 56,000, and then I had 36,000.
So which 36 is just the linear feet around the athletic field.
Okay.
So between the field and the parking lot, and then between the field and the driveway.
So then the 56 is 20 additional.
Would also put fence, would create a maintenance compound around the garage.
But it's not an additional 56, it's an additional 20.
Yes.
Right. Okay, that's
right,
what I
right,
wanted
right,
to say.
Right, right, right. Yeah, okay. I'm fine. The field was 36 to do.
Right.
All of the
okay.
fencing that I would like to do is 56.
Right. All right. I just didn't know the two
yeah.
numbers. I didn't know if it was 56
was
and 36
yeah.
or
right.
but
I mean,
did you
I'm fine with
Jeff
putting it in
the
for
same?
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine with the 56 figuring that.
No, I don't have a problem with it. I just needed to know if it was
and
right.
it did, I thought it was like two different estimates. Right.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
it sounded
no.
like.
No.
And after we look at what still has to be done, the estimated costs on that, there might
right.
be some money left over from
sure.
the original 266 that
right.
allocate towards this.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I, you know, if we were trying to get an idea, I'm fine with doing what Kevin wants to do with all the areas using that
yeah.
money.
I am too. I just needed to know. It sounded like two separate amounts.
So we're talking about the compound and the field. Because there was an additional one along Hankel. That would be an additional.
That was in that 56.
Oh,
so
that was
right. Yep. So the 56
covers everything.
Did not
56
covers,
for the entire
right.
park. The fence, everything that you want to do.
All of the fencing that I would like to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, where'd the 70 something? I thought you were talking about. Okay, I misheard you. I thought
I heard 38.
That's a different number.
I don't have that one right there.
Okay.
Anyway,
so it's 50,
like I didn't have 70 on my
Who's that?
56.
Let's start over on fencing.
56 for all the fences.
As long as we know it's all one project, that's all I need to know.
So it's 56, but likely a good chunk of that will be covered by money that's already in the project.
If there's anything left over, yes, we can cover.
I would assume after everything's said and done, you're looking at between $10,000, $14,000, $15,000 max to be left.
Okay.
Because totally still has work to do.
We got one day over there for that catch basin and needing to put a pipe.
Okay, so we might have to find $35,000 of ARPA funding to do the whole fence project. If you've got 15 from the project and 35, that's 60,000, well, this, not even 35, 30. Yeah, so, about 35.
$40,000.
$40,000.
We'll find $40,000 ARPA.
Alright, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so, now I don't have them on this, we can put them on the next agenda, but we got 45 for the fireside, 51 for West Phoenix, 56 to complete the park fence. So, we're good with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Alright, so, I'm sorry, I forgot your name, sir.
John.
John and?
Jim.
Jim, John and, okay, J and J.
No water today in the can?
No, no, no.
Why don't we, since we're talking about.
There's enough other issues.
We're talking about ARPA, let's move on to mills then. So we got a $50,000 grant already from the county that I got a letter. They just told me what it was.
Thank you, Alan.
So I have to do the cost estimate on this. As we all know, inflation is this all. I will say costs on the construction side of things are coming down right now. And I updated the estimated first year cost because interest rates have gone up now. When we were last looking at this, we were using 2.5%. And since we last looked at it, interest rates have gone up about 2.5%. So that really hurts. So, there's a couple things that need to happen, no matter what. So we actually have to have a district. To have a district, you have to have a map plan and report prepared. Once you have a map plan and a report prepared, you need an engineering study, and then we could ask for EFC potentially to give us some assistance with financing. Either a low interest loan or subsidized loan rate or something. Just to help out a little.
These are the signatures from there.
When interest rates were low, it didn't make a lot of sense because of all the red tape that EFC made you go through from an MWBE standpoint. Now that interest rates, I mean, I use 5%. I hope it doesn't end up that, but I mean, we've seen three hikes in the last year, basically, right, Jim?
Less than a year.
Yeah, I mean, so it's hard to say where things go. I think 5 is conservative right now, but I mean, we could see a 75% or 3/4 of a point increase tomorrow, and it wouldn't surprise me. Do you agree? I mean, that's just kind of. Yeah, I mean, we're.
One to two more times possibly.
Yeah, so 5 is probably in the ballpark of where we're at, unfortunately. It's just the reality of what we're at. It really is the interest that's killing the cost on this. Like I said, we're seeing construction costs start to go the other way.
Do they have a copy of this?
I just handed it off to them.
Okay.
We're starting to see construction costs go the other way, but we're seeing interest rates go up that are more than eating up the decrease in construction costs that we're seeing right now. If the district is formed, it allows us, and then we do a full formal engineering design on it, it allows us to chase additional forms of funding. That's kind of where we're at. We can use ARPA funds for those tasks, so it doesn't have to affect the homeowners. I do think it would be worthwhile contacting EFC, but they won't look at it until there's an actual district and a engineering study for the project.
But if you form the district, mandate that everybody has to go along with the program, that the project moves forward, or I'm not sure how that works.
If you do it by petition.
Yep, which.
You have to have at least 50% of.
Which they do.
We actually have an update to that petition, and there's actually 24 curb boxes that we'd be looking at, so that's 24 properties.
Yep.
And we have 20 signatures.
Okay.
So those 20 signatures have to own at least 50% of the property, which most likely.
Yep.
Clearly.
So the other piece of this is, if we use the ARPA funding, we don't have to bond right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you use ARPA funding for the map plan and report and the engineering study to apply for additional grant funding, we're already committing some ARPA funding to this. Hopefully we can get some additional assistance and the cost goes, the first year cost can go down some.
So I know when we originally talked, we were talking about, we were trying to bring that number under $1,000. I mean, the first estimate we had was around $1,300 per household. That's when we committed to, throwing in another $125, which we still are. But even with that, you're still up to $1,600 per property.
And again, this is showing 22 units.
Okay.
Are they not? So do Reeves want? So there's one house over on Biggs Grove that's vacant, kind of falling down.
There are four structures.
Yeah, but one of them.
They call it the Coast, and that's been vacant for years.
I mean, I don't know if we would put a curb box in for that structure because I don't know if it's inhabitable. And then do Reeves want a curb for the farm stand?
For the farm stand, yes.
Okay, so okay. That would bump that to 23.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't want one for that first house, if they wanted to do something with that at some time.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think if you're going
make it usable.
Right, and I believe it's Mark that owns that, and he signed on with that address.
He's got number 2, 7, and 9.
I think there's about
Biggs
three
Road.
Families that own about
number
7.
Number 3 is at the top of the list.
3 is Nolan Reeves. The other 3 are Mark. I have it right here, and I had them checked. So.
Okay, I got 2, 7, and 9, and Nolan is number 3.
Right. And then
you have to remember with this how many possible places could be built on.
So the other piece of this that's worth talking about is these guys get another shot at this from a bonding standpoint, because no matter what, there's going to be bonding associated with this project. If the bonds estimates are too high, they can come out and speak against it and say we don't want to move forward, and it ends. But we can't apply for additional sources of funding without a district being formed and an engineering study being done.
What? To your question about buildable lots, there are no other buildable lots on Mills Landing. Whether or not there are on Biggs, that's a question somebody
else.
Isn't
this water line going to cross Reeves' property?
Yeah, the whole Reeves parcel would be
a possibility,
right. For sure.
I mean, so you've got to look at that. If that ever got developed and another 8 or 10 units go into this, that cost goes down.
Oh, for sure. But the regulations under Article 12 are. You have to give a first year, for the map plan report, you have to give an estimate of the first year cost
right.
Based on existing number of units.
Yeah, but that could change with access to water.
Absolutely.
Your tax map, you're referring to where that would run. Okay, so this is Biggs Grove over here.
Yep.
This is the right-of-way that exists. Okay, from what I understand, the plan would come down, cross the road, feed these through here. This is right-of-way, so you're running into Mills property at this point.
Yeah, but this, that gives him, Reeves, the opportunity to do.
If he so choose, but have they ever sold any property?
No.
Okay, they don't sell property, they buy property.
Yeah.
The potential is there, and I don't know.
Till there's water on it, then you'll see a difference.
Right. You know, they got pumps that are, you know, 60 feet away from my house that run for irrigation, you know, out of the river, so.
Right.
They've got water if they want it.
8084, did you get somebody to sign off on that? Because a guy by the name of Edward Snow signed this petition, and he's not the he's not on the deed. It's Donald and Joyce Snow.
Yeah, okay, so, all right, then he is not the owner of record.
Right.
So then you could scratch that off, and you could scratch off one of the 8088s, because there's two of them.
I know, I did.
So now we're still at 19.
Yeah, out of 24.
Out of 24.
Yeah.
And it's assessed value, so that usually for
treating of a district. They're well within the, the what's allowed under Article 12.
It's
they're,
not by unit, you know, quantity, it's assessed value.
They're well over what would be required under Article 12 to form district by petition. There's funding opportunities out there, but there has to be an actual district, and there has to be an engineering study to change it.
So
can we form a district and then do an engineering study without them really signing on for it? And then
they have signed on for it. That's
what yeah.
Petitions for.
Well, the, I mean, at the 1600s, the 1600s changed though.
Could you give that to Mr. Rivazigno over there?
Okay. I mean, there's an added signature here that's not on that petition, but these are the doubles, and he's telling me that's Ed Snow, not the owner of record.
I mean, you know. What do you think it would cost to do the map plan and report?
$1,000.
I mean, we've done this before for districts that never were created. It just becomes a town expense.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a grant.
In this instance, we've got ARPA funding that we can use for it. We can't. I don't know if we can apply the grant towards that piece of it. I think you can.
If we can apply the grant
towards the engineering study, but I don't think you can apply the grant towards the map plan and report for the district formation.
I mean, we could always put that money back to the cost of the district.
Correct.
Once it's created.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. The risk of going forward is
minimal.
Yeah, you're just using the ARPA funds you already were allocating anyway.
You can't do anything afterwards.
I mean, do you think your neighbors are going to be comfortable with a $150 a month average bill to cover the $1,800 a year?
They, before we were talking $13. I think we've modified that by one. We were up to 16. What's that bring that back down to? I don't think that's significant.
Yeah,
a difference. And mind you, the neighbors that are using river water and that are struggling with that,
right,
and that don't have the skill set to deal with the pumps and the filters and that kind of stuff. You know, I mean, that's I'm one of the lucky ones. I got a good well. I still support it.
So, I mean, I do think that EFC will help in some way. We just got to see how much they're willing to help and what it brings the interest rate to. I mean, they can do a subsidized rate that they pick up, 2% of it, or they could, give you a 0%. It just depends on, what you get awarded. There is money or assistance available through EFC for projects like this.
Yeah. You think you can do this for $600,000?
The construction piece of
total.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
John, what do we know about the folks that don't want this? Are there some that don't want it?
There's four that are no's. One of those is not an owner of record.
Okay.
I had one of the residents down there call me today, and one of the questions, I think I know the answer, but I gave him the answer, but I was going to check anyway. Once we form this district, if he's in somewhere in the middle or towards the end, but in between, you know, on Mills Road, and we go to Biggs and Biggs Grove, and he didn't want to tap in, he still has to, correct? He still has to.
No.
He does not have to have a meter put in. He's going to get a server.
No, I know he won't. No, no, no.
Yeah.
I know he doesn't have to put a meter, and he can stay on the well if he wants to.
He's going to pay the debt service either way.
That's
because it's a benefit to his property.
That was the point. Yeah, and that's what I told him. And I said, I'll check, but I'm pretty sure I asked that question before.
Once you're in the district.
Yeah, that's...
If you want the water, that's fine.
You know, I just want to make sure I wasn't giving them bad information. And
now, if the property, would they have to if they sell or not?
It goes with the property. It doesn't go with the...
Right, but let's say...
No, they don't have to. No,
they don't have to hook up even after they sell.
That forces them to hook up with public water.
They just have to pay the debt service.
They just got to pay the debt service.
They want to hook up, just they've got to pay for it.
Right, yes. I mean, there's that cost, too, that's on the homeowner.
There's the individual from the curb box into the property itself that each homeowner will have to deal with, yes.
Okay.
I mean, as a group, the majority of us are all on board, and we've looked at a consolidated effort to make that happen versus everybody on their own. So, you know, in the long run, I think everybody's really looking forward.
So if we, okay, let's... If we form a district and do the map plan,
yep.
What are we looking at cost for that?
About $3,000.
To form the district and to do that?
Yeah, to do the map plan and report,
yeah.
I mean, there's a publication fee for the public hearing. But
yeah, $3,000-$4,000.
Yeah.
All right.
That's nominal.
And then we can...
Engineering study, I got to get back to you on it because not totally up to speed on the fee structure on that, but I'm comfortable on the map plan and report just because I already drafted the proposal. Just was waiting on a quote back from another surveyor for the legal description, which I got at 4:30 before I left to come here today. So I just didn't finalize.
So can we just do a resolution to move forward on this, or do we need to do a public hearing? What do we need to do?
So it would be a resolution to order the map plan and report, and I guess you, because I haven't given Bob the formal proposal from CHA yet, you could put a not to it and authorize Bob to sign the CHA proposal for that not to exceed number. Of, no, I right around $3,000. If you want to put not to exceed $3,500, that would be more than enough.
The village is good. Village of Baldwinsville is good with this, right?
Yes.
We've already
Chuck doesn't see a problem with it. Yep.
So, do we want to do that tonight? Just add a resolution? Or
I mean, we were talking. We can add a resolution if you want.
I mean, we've been talking about this. I think we all have a sense we should be doing this water.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, good. We got to cross this step regardless.
You want to write it up, pal?
Yeah. I'll do.
Okay. And you guys have
and then to
better
form,
numbers now.
Oh, excuse me, to form a district, then we have to do a public hearing?
Yeah, we do, but you don't do it until you accept the map plan and report. Then you advertise for the public hearing.
Okay.
And then we seek the grants.
Correct.
Nice.
So what I would ask you gentlemen to do was give everybody these numbers.
Yes.
And then, you know, the four people that, you know, just let them know. You know, you don't have to hook up to it, but you're still going to be charged at that service.
Theoretically, it's coming.
But what?
But theoretically, it's coming.
Well, if things go right, you gotta petition.
Step.
So, what other than this, what do we need to from them to do? Is this enough to form the district?
It's a petition, yep.
Okay.
Well, the key to forming district is the map plan.
Right, but I mean, once we have the public hearing, I mean, we don't need any more from them. That's while they're here. I just want to make sure they know.
As long as we get the petition, that allows us to start the process.
Okay.
If we didn't have the petition, we could start the process on our own.
Right.
And then it's subject to permissive referendum.
Yeah. See, that's one way that you could get out of it, too. If for some reason you had buyer's remorse, which I have had in the past on certain things. A gift for my wife one time when I was drinking too much. You know, if you did, there's a permissive referendum. You could do the same petition again and then force a vote and everybody votes.
Permissive referendum, they would take that petition, rip it up,
right,
do nothing. Then it's entirely up to the board. The board says we want to form a district here. They go through the process of forming the district.
Oh, with the petition from them?
Right. The way we're doing it now is with a petition.
Right.
So that eliminates a permissive referendum.
Okay.
If we do it on our own, then it's subject, because they could then afterwards, we say, okay, here's what it's going to cost.
Yeah.
They could then come in and say, we don't want it, we want to vote against it.
Yeah. But so now that they have this.
They don't need to do that.
Okay, so we won't have, because we have this, we don't.
Still in public hearing.
You have a public hearing.
Right, because what you do in the public hearing is you tell those people,
yeah,
here's what it's going to cost you,
yeah,
based upon what the engineer tells.
And we could decide as a board not to move forward.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, if 20 of them come up and say no.
Right. Well, I just want to make sure I'm clear, and I want to make sure that you're clear.
And if there's buyer's remorse,
yeah,
and we decide to bail on this,
yeah,
public hearing is where you decide that.
Right.
Or before.
Or before.
Yes.
Okay.
And then any costs that the town had incurred.
We're gonna use the ARPA. We already.
So at that point, there's nothing anybody else would be liable.
No.
No.
No. We're talking $3,500, and we already committed to spend some of the money anyway. So, okay.
And then, so now you were talking adding an additional $75,000 to the original $50,000 grant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
125. And that's. That's taken into, you put that on that, didn't you, Al? I mean.
Is that in here in this?
I have to ask Al. I don't
see it.
Yeah, this is 470, which is,
yep,
600.
Yeah, 470. He figured 595 or something.
Minus 125.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And you'll see the debt service
would
based
be
off of that number.
Yep.
The total loan is 470.
Yeah, because the total cost is 595.
Yep.
So we're looking at 4.7.
4.7, right. Right. So when you look at these numbers, those are the numbers you're looking at.
Okay.
That's with us throwing in the 125.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's our bond. Correct.
Yes.
That's
right. Yes. Yes.
Right.
Unless we can get,
yeah, I mean,
additional funding after,
yes,
we add.
We'd still look.
When the time we get underway.
We'd start chasing, correct, some other money we, again.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that's something I talked to Al about is post-elections. Got new bodies at the federal and state level.
You're going to have new bodies for sure.
Yeah, we can
know. Just who are they? You know, we don't know who they are yet.
But we can go banging on doors,
yeah,
and from that aspect. And that has no impact except that it would reduce
it, right.
Anything. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right.
Okay.
So we're all good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks
Thank
for coming.
Thank you very much, Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen. And you all have a great evening with Flepp.
Thank you, too. Oh, here it is. Authorize CJ Companies to prepare
a map.
We
oh, no, we skipped over. I think we got Dollar General and
we started at
budget.
Six.
Work, okay.
The Dollar General and then
okay. Yeah, so okay. Nothing else on that, right? Yeah?
No, I don't.
Okay. Where am I? Oh, first page. So we got Mills Road, Fireside. Okay, Dollar General. Where exactly was that? They were proposing that Dollar General. It was right near Emmy Farms, right? Wasn't that?
I don't know anything about it.
No, okay. Maybe it's, all right. I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was in Plainville.
I thought it was in
Plainville.
I
thought it was too, and it's not. So, according to Karen, I think it's it's a lot. I think I told you before, I got a gentleman calling and wanting to know what the board would think about putting a Dollar General area around Emmy Farms. And I also, I got a,
I can't see that map, what's it on there now?
Oh, it's on overlay, you have to take it off overlay.
What's that?
It's on so you can write on it. I circled all the changes for.
Oh, it's like a weather man?
It's like a smart board.
Like, you're gonna give like a weather presentation?
So I thought the board would be like, where?
So we asked, I asked Karen to talk to Tim Fratesi about this. And because it's spot zoning and it's, and his, he was, wrote back, said spot zoning is generally when a town changes the zoning of a parcel that is clearly different from the surrounding allowed uses, benefits only one parcel or property only, is detrimental to neighboring property owners. It's usually challenged by those who are adversely affected. If people aren't adversely affected, it's not a problem. The town board may want to consider some type of transitional zoning overlay district that would allow businesses in or around agricultural land to support the farm. This could be overlaid on a case-by-case basis at the discretion of the town board. A dollar store may be, may make sense to service farmers or the farm workers. So that's just, he was traveling, so that's just his quick thoughts about that. So there would be, they would need to do some work on that. But it's right around Emmy Farms is where they're looking at a parcel where they'd like to put in a Dollar General.
What is it zoned currently?
Agriculture.
It's agriculture.
I don't know.
This is an eyesore opportunity.
Yeah.
This is part of our rural character. Emmy Farms, pick your own blueberries, pick your own squash, pick your own apples in the fall, and then all of a sudden this thing called Dollar General with its fantastically yellow sign stands out. I'm sorry, but it's not appropriate for that area.
I'm in agreement with Bob as far as this goes. I don't like the idea of spot zoning, and I don't like the idea of putting a Dollar General out there.
If the board...
Back toward Beaver Lake, if it's near any...
If the board's going to come... The way you're just speaking, if everybody's in agreement that that's not something we want, we should tell the developer right off the bat. So
I agree.
Well, that's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah. I don't know how...
He wants to know, because he would need buy-in from the board, yeah. So...
I mean, originally it was the Hamlet of Plainville, and I was like, well, does it fit residential business?
Right, I agree with you.
You know,
I want to see where it is.
But
Al, is that where it would be right there?
Pardon me? Oh, no, sorry.
Do you know where Beaver Lake Animal Hospital is? Do you know where Emmy Farm is? Mud Lake Road?
Or Mudwick. Mud Lake Road is, yeah.
What's the animal hospital zone is?
It's right there.
Like Babcock Road up in there?
No. No,
so it's this parcel right here.
I know what it is.
So here's
right by Van Road. Is that Van Road? Road?
That's Van.
Yeah.
Yep. It's this parcel right here. Because just past where Van Road intersection is, but if you're going west.
Yeah.
And these farm stand.
Yeah. Right.
It's gonna be right down the street from Beaver Lake.
It's by Emmy's farm stand.
I mean that parcel would be his farm stand.
It's next to it.
Where did they put all that fill?
I don't know. That's what Karen told me. It's next. I thought it was up in Plainville, and she told me it was right.
40 is what it is now, and there's no commercial around it.
Right.
So
is it going to be on the left side?
I think it's the same side Emmy's is on.
It'll be on the riverside.
Yeah.
Well, you just said it right there. It's not zone commercial. It's AR 40 right there.
Everything's AR 40.
Yeah, you would have. We would have to. The board would have to do something there. Yeah.
That would be a horrible location just by traffic. People trying to come off Van Road to go to Dollar General would be an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I don't think it would look good in there. Good.
Bob would, I mean, oh, no. They're not. No. I mean, right. Yeah, say no.
Yeah. I mean, that's your side of town. It's inappropriate.
I think you can just call this guy and just say.
I'll send him.
Did not receive a warm reception.
Could you pull up Bill just for the heck of it, where the NRBD is?
I think it would ruin the aesthetic of that area.
It would be terrible. And that's
so this is Plainville Road where the neighborhood residential business is.
That's where I thought it was, but it's not. Right. It's down the other end.
Yeah. But you could do something here, potentially.
Yeah, that's not what they're proposing.
I mean, would a Dollar General fit in the NRBD.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, it's written pretty loosely.
It is. You could make a. You could find a way to fit it under that.
Okay.
You can find a way.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you can find your
answer. I'll
we're good.
I'll let him know that he's not getting the warm and fuzzy, and
don't leave any gray area.
No, I won't.
Just saying, there's a chance.
I'll say, yeah, doesn't look good.
Anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, because then the burnt area out on the corner of Amherst is neighborhood residential business district. I can, you could call a Dollar General like a convenience store type place, right? I mean,
you could buy food there, right?
So, I would call it a convenience store
by
any place.
Yeah.
Go and buy their steaks there.
No,
what's different about Emmerich Road, the burned dairy, is the fire department's there, 690's there. There was a restaurant across the street.
Yes, right there.
Clark's used to be there.
Okay, that's easy enough. I'm responding. Okay. Budget workshop dates,
hey,
fellas.
Get this done.
So we're gonna have a special meeting on Wednesday the 5th to present the budget. We're gonna do it in the morning, correct?
9 o'clock.
Do we?
Yeah.
What time? 9.
Yeah.
Okay. So then that whole next week, if you want to plan, look at your calendars and just see when you want to do each department and at what time.
You said 9 o'clock that first one. I mean, I won't be there, but I got.
Yeah, let me. No, all we need is 3.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Let me grab my. I forgot my phone. Right back.
We
got board meetings the 6th and 20th.
Right.
It's got to be done on the 5th, though. That's why.
No, but I mean, for. I was just saying for work sessions.
Yeah.
Workshop needs.
Workshop after 5.
Well, and I think, Bob, I think we got to work it backwards because I think he wants to have the public hearing in October because he'll be gone and he's got a vacation or something.
Yeah, but that's not till later in November.
Yeah, but I think he wanted to not have a special meeting in November. I think he wanted to
have
approve
it done.
The budget. Well, what's it, November 3rd? Is that the... There's a big calendar behind Pete. My contacts aren't good enough to read.
What's it?
Well, you got one on your phone.
No later than November
15th. Right.
No later than
November
15th.
That's way over here.
God forbid he reach over.
That's not there.
If it was a Klondike bar, you would.
Wow. How's that Peloton going, Bob?
No later than November 15th.
Right, but Bob won't be here.
So, we had talked about this earlier. 25th is the only day of the month that I can't be here. You had something going on.
Yeah, I will not be around the 10th and the 11th.
10th and the 11th.
Well, 10th, 11th, and 12th. The 10th is Columbus Day, so I assume we're not meeting then, but the 11th and the 12th, Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm not in town.
Can you show me?
Oh, you spent the holiday anyway.
What did you do for a class?
Why don't?
Now, are these cameras on now? Is this like a live record, a live presentation?
Yeah, it is.
What is going on?
No,
just because you're not on right now
phone doesn't mean you
just need recorded on that.
Yeah.
So when do they go live? At the town board meeting?
The town board hasn't authorized that you wanted to, or indicated that you want to start streaming these or anything.
No, I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah, I was looking into that license. It was like $29.
Okay. And you got it too? You got something?
Yeah, I'm waiting on the guy to call me because it's the government. It's
Dale, are you training
forever.
Pete how to rub it?
Nope. Right now, I just want the dates. That's all I want. Stick with
it. Like Dale's delegation on that side of the table.
Pete, while you were out of the room, Bob.
Yeah.
Pete let us know that the 25th of October, he's not going to be around, and I'm not going to be around the 11th and the 12th. Having said that, for me, if you want to speak, you know, you can meet without me, unless, and maybe there's other departments on the 11th and the 12th. But
we were looking at, when we were looking at the budget, with Dina's, probably, once you see Dina's, I don't think that there wasn't even an increase, right? It was a decrease. Overall, and then Tim's was, I think his was a, he either stayed the same or, right?
There are contractual obligations
Yeah.
Union contracts that then will, because none of the employee benefits have been calculated in this case, so that will result in some increases in places that
right.
numbers aren't in there yet. So I mean, overall, there'll probably be nominal increases in some areas.
So I'm thinking, you know, like the last time, I don't think when you look at codes and when you look at Dina's, I don't think you're going to really want to meet with her. I don't think it's, and we can, but I think what we're looking at is highway and parks and
the assessor's office too.
The assessor's, yeah. Courts. Even hers. Hers, there was nothing in hers. Yeah.
And are there any personnel in general issues that we have to discuss? Bless you.
Thank you.
Other than there's, you know, contractual increases, and we'll build them in.
And everything's contractual.
Everything's contractual. Yeah. Other than that,
yeah. So it's just parts and highways.
And we'll get them to you ahead of time. Good. You know, so you can take a look at it as soon as we put them together, and then but. I think what we're really looking at is, and we can do the other people, but if we do, I think we could do all three of them in a short period of time if you wanted to do them.
So are you comfortable, Bob Grassi, if we did that, like, on October 12th?
Absolutely.
The smaller ones.
That's a holiday, though.
No, not the 12th. Is
the 12th?
The 10th is.
Wednesday the 12th. If we covered those ones that we know are not, you know.
Yeah, if I could be a part of the parks and highways,
yeah.
That's
I'm yeah, those are my two. And we went through them today, I'm telling you.
So which ones do you want to do on the 12th, and at what time?
I said I'd like that. We're going to get a date down here.
Yeah, okay. you name a time, I'm good.
What'd you say?
And who? Who and what?
Well,
time?
It would be you, Tim, and we'll have to do him like we did last year over the phone. And hopefully he's not intoxicated, he said. He's going on vacation.
You don't know what you said.
And Teresa.
You might better have that meeting early.
Yeah, well, he said, well, when we give him the date, he said he was going to. Well, we'll do him first so he can go out.
5 o'clock?
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock is fine.
Yeah.
Is that good, Kevin?
I'm fine with it. 5 more minutes.
And then I'll put this
so
on
the right. So 5 p.m. on the 12th?
Yep, and we're going to do codes first.
Codes, clerk, and assessor? Is that
yeah.
What we...
Okay. And I'll put this in writing and send it to everybody.
Okay, thank you.
You're going to put it on the website, right?
No, Kevin.
Okay.
No, Kevin, I don't feel like it.
That's how it is.
She's going to delegate that to you.
You ask me that every year.
All right, so...
I'd still be up at that TV trying to figure it out.
So yeah. Parks and... I think we're going to need to do one night for parks and one night for highway, unless you want to. Highway's going to be a challenge this time.
I said we break them up.
Well, I think so too.
All right, so.
So just give me a couple of dates. I'm good. I'm looking at mine. I'm good on any of those dates. So we got a meeting on the 20th.
What about the next day, the 13th?
I'll do parks on the 13th.
Okay.
5 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's any sense of moving the time. That way it's consistent.
Okay. I'm good with that.
I'm good with it.
Okay, how about...
Is that your Peloton training time?
No, I do that during the day.
Okay.
How about...
I do that. No.
Do that company time. How about the highway?
Well, if you don't want to do it on Friday the 14th, you got the 17th.
I don't want to do it on a Friday.
When's Bob?
That's going to be a long
week. And we're going to want to be fresh.
Oh, no.
You just couldn't the 11th and 12th?
The 11th and 12th. So the whole week of the 17th, except for the 20th, we have a board meeting. But
yeah.
So do it on the 17th.
Tuesday or 18th?
18th.
Maybe put 18th and 19th. Do you think it's going to be two nights?
Well,
I mean, we got... what?
No, we can get it done in a night.
Like buildings and that kind of...
We can do that on the 19th, the rest of the stuff.
Okay.
So 18th and 19th?
Yeah.
Okay, so the 18th is going to be highway at 5 o'clock. And then building and everything else is going to be on the 19th at 5 o'clock?
Yep.
Perfect.
plan, you want the public hearing, sorry, Supervisor Wicks, I forget there's two boxes. Do you want the public hearing? Because you're going to be gone, right? So you want to get this done at the first meeting in November?
Yeah.
So you want to have the public hearing that night and
yeah.
vote?
Yeah.
Or public hearing before?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to do it, you know, have the public hearing and, you know, unless there's some reason why we can't do it, but...
On the 3rd?
On the 3rd, yeah.
And vote the same night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, hopefully we put together something that people aren't going to get crazy about, you know?
Okay. I mean, we can always have a spot. When do you leave? That's what I didn't know.
The 15th.
Okay.
So and I'll be gone.
Something crazy happens on the 3rd, we could meet the next week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we could call a special. Yeah,
you know,
we could call a special meeting. You're right.
I want to make sure you
yeah.
be here.
So you
yeah.
could adjourn the public hearing.
Yep.
And then
yeah. Or end it.
Or end it and then
no.
do another.
Okay.
Yeah, for okay. the following, we have a special meeting. Yeah, because I'll be gone on the 15th through that
now,
week.
Now, elected officials' raises. There's a special caveat for having those in by a certain time.
Right. You just can't change it once you publish.
Okay. They don't have to be published by a certain date?
No. Well, once you publish, I don't know that.
No, I think.
Once you
yeah,
publish you, it, you can't change
okay.
it. You can change other stories. You can't change
okay.
it.
Once you make the budget public hearing,
yeah.
that's where all the salaries go.
Okay.
So it's 5 days before Thursday the 3rd.
Right. Which we're well within
oh, yeah.
falling in that
yeah.
without a problem.
Great. All right. That's good. I kept my schedule.
All right, I'll write that up and send it out. And put
okay.
it on the website.
All right, good.
Thanks.
That,
that
is it. Okay, so we'll, it's 6:53. We'll call the work session closed.
All right.
Yeah, Dina, did you hear about Judge Brando?
What?
He won $3 million.